This is Eileen Buckley. Not everyone was happy to see former President Clinton here in Western New York. Although outnumbered by Hillary supporters, there were some protesters representing various sides. Mary from DePew showed up with an orange poster stating Benghazi, Police Lives Matter, and Stop Common Cool. She's outraged at Democrats.
Lies of Benghazi, those men over there died.
But Clinton supporters entering the event shouted back. Protester Ricky Donovan stood at the entrance of the Grapevine Banquet Hall off Dick Road waving a Donald Trump sign. This Gulf War veteran told WBFO News his constitutional rights are being abused.
One of my signs says right here, Hillary, where's the jobs that you promised as a senator? 250,000 jobs. We haven't had them.
Still, there are about 850 supporters to see the former president, including first-time voter, 18-year-old Gunnar Habro.
Trying to be an informed voter, so trying to get out and make the best decision I can.
Legette Smith of Amherst is a retired Williamsville school teacher. She wants to hear about issues in this campaign.
But I think we need to make a stand that what we're hearing from the other side is atrocious. And so I want to hear this side response to that in some way.
For the most part, protesters were peaceful and there were no speech crashers. However, as Bill Clinton jumped into an SUV as he left the event, one woman shouted loud profanities at him, telling him to go home. Another man stood by the street holding up a Slick Willie sign. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
We love you, God!